الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما كثيرا. Message for the believer: صلوا على رسول الله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما كثيرا. الله سبحانه وتعالى send peace and blessing upon our messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. We testify in front of Allah that we love Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah send him, and when he send him to this life, all the whole earth became lights. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eid milad al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muslim all over the world celebrate about the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we are a believer, we don't deny his birth, because there is a day he was born. What did he say according to what he said by himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qala sumu. The last hadith, I will start with it. Last hadith, I start hadith with it. It in Sahih Abu Dawood. Bab fi sawm al-dahr tatawwa'an. An Abdullah ibn Mu'abbad al-Zamani an Abi Qatada radiyallahu anhu arda wa an sahabat ajma'in. Qala ya Rasulallah, ara'ayta sawm yawm al-ithnain wa yawm al-khamis? قال فيه ولدت وفيه أنزل علي القرآن. Where is Ibrahim here? Ibrahim is always sleeping. Come Ibrahim here next to me and you read, help me.
This one?
Yes, last one.
You read the
top two? Tafsir.
Bismillah. The tradition mentioned above has also been transmitted by Abu Qatada through a different chain of narrators. This version add, he said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me about keeping fast on Monday and Thursday. He said, on it I was born, and on it the Quran was first revealed to me.
What we learned from this hadith, Sheikh Mustafa, what we learn from this hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ born which day in the week?
Monday.
Right? He advised us, recommended to fast Monday and Thursday. Monday is the day he was born, and the day the Quran was revealed to him. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he received the first verse in the Quran, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, read, he was what? Which day? Monday. طيب الحمد لله رب العالمين. In another narration, when the companion asked the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, قالوا يا رسول الله, why Monday and Thursday? He said, قال أما عن الاثنين فهذا يوم ولدت فيه. In the day of Monday I was born. So we clear it. In a week, which day? In a week, Monday. Close the chapter. وَأَمَّا عَنِ الْخَمِيسِ, and he said about Thursday, he said, هَذَا يَوْمٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ لَلْأَعْمَالُ وِلَى اللَّهِ. That day, the collection of the week, the good deeds and the evil deeds, the collection of your deeds through the whole week will be elevated to Allah, will be ascended to Allah in the day of Thursday. And the Prophet ﷺ added, and I love that Allah accept my deed while I'm what? Fasting. Because if fasting, the best actually dua you will make it, or any kind of deeds in while you are fasting, is accepted. InshaAllah ta'ala. دعوة الصائم لا ترد. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم in another nation, the dua, the supplication of those who fast, لا ترد, cannot be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know the day now. There is another hadith to show us the year. Show us the year. I got it for you here, you don't have it. But if you need the hadith, I can give it to you, inshallah ta'ala. Aye. So, the hadith watch I like to share with you, inshallah ta'ala, about that day. ولدت في يوم في 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 عام الفيل. When one of the companions, he born at the same year with him. رضي الله عنه وارضاه. What did he say? قال ولدت في عام الفيل. أنا ورسول الله. I born and رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in the year of the elephant. Which year this? We don't know. Because there's no any calendar, Islamic calendar to show us yet. Islamic calendar had made it year later, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam his hijrah. They took the hijrah as a beginning of actually the Islamic calendar, Shahr al-Muharram. طيب, if I know the year, is there any hadith to show us the month? Is there any one of you can help us to give us any dalil, any evidence that the Prophet ﷺ born in Rabi' al-Awwal 12, in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, this month now. This month we call it Rabi' al-Awwal. Is there any hadith? I ask you by the name of Allah, kindly, with full of love, if you find any single hadith the Prophet he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or any one of the companions, or any one of the great scholar Abu Ahmad, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, wa Ahmad rahimahullah, wa Shafi'i, wa Malik rahimahullah, said that the Prophet born in Rabi' al-Awwal. If you have anything, please kindly, I ask you by the name of Allah to give it to us. Please, the Sheikh Nassar, follow up with the people that somebody can help us. I'm not challenging here. I love all of you and we are all of brothers and sisters here. Is there any hadith came from the Prophet or any one of the companions? And let me ask a question here. Who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more? Us or the Sahaba? Who love? We love the Prophet like the Sahaba?
No, the Sahaba love
him. Yeah? Which, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to have the water, clog the water, like in the wudu, clog in the water, put the water, and he's sneezing the water. You know what the Sahaba, they used to fight, who's the one who has to take it? Who's the one who has to take it? طيب, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, radiallahu anhu arda, he was 6 years old. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they made hijama for him. Hijama is a kind of glass to put it actually in the area which you're suffering, there is the bad blood. And suck this blood. And they did it, Rasulullah, he has a problem with his head, and they took by hijama, they took the blood from his head. Then Abdullah Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he took the blood and he called the boy, he was a boy, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, great hero in Islam, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the son of Asma, which his aunt is Aisha radiallahu anhu arda, and his father is a great hero also, as Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. He told them, take this blood and go in the mountain and dig some hole and bury the blood of the Prophet ﷺ. And then after that, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, he went and he was 6 years old, a child. What did he do? He said, why I throw the blood of the Prophet ﷺ? He drank the blood. He doesn't know that the blood is forbidden. But he drank his blood. So when he came, Umar liked to follow all the time, follow the actions. Yeah. Come over here, boy. Then he found actually his mouth, there is a drops of blood actually showing in his mouth. He told him, what did he do? He said, Umar, I feel ashamed or I feel guilty to bury the blood, so I drank it. SubhanAllah. My question to you and you, me today, can we do that? Any one of us can do that?
No.
Any one of us can go to the Rasulullah and take the remaining of the water after his wudu, and we took it and we washed our face and so on. So this is actually, you need, like, this is a question mark. This is the question mark. So we never gonna reach the level of the Sahaba or the Tabi'een, the greatest scholar in Islam, reach how they used to love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the number one. So we need. What we need here, I got the word actually from Ibn Baz. Anybody knows here about Ibn Baz, Rahimahullah? The great Mufti of Saudi Arabia. The whole earth, when you mention Ibn Baz, shaking. He's not an extremist person belonging to one group. The blind man. What did he say? I got his word with me. And that means today I'm not attacking anyone, because today and tomorrow we're going to speak about that exactly. In order to follow and love the Prophet ﷺ, not to celebrate one day. I feel ashamed when the people choose one day and they celebrate. Because if you love Muhammad ﷺ, you love him in a specific day or you love him the whole year? My question to you. How we celebrate him? Celebrating him not to actually to make a special ceremony, and you sit down and you make the halwa, and some of the Muslims are crooked, they make in dhikr, and the dhikr is not from the Islam. If you go to Egypt, in the, for example, I was respected for all of you from your country, they make dhikr. Wallahi al-azim, they make a stage and they call a belly dancer. A belly dancer in the street in the day of Rabi' al-Awwal 12. With music, dancing, and so on. So we don't say about anyone does that here. We talk about ignorant people and they love this action, the government. Anyway, you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to celebrate about him. My question to you is: Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali, or you hear Imam Abu Hanifa or Ahmad or Shafi'i, they celebrate the birthday as we celebrate it today?
No.
Sheikh Nassar, help me, please. If you find any word actually is not accepted, I know you are a soul, mashallah, may Allah increase your knowledge. Yeah. Please help me to stop me. In the front of the people too. Because last year, that couple of years ago, when we were in a basement, one of the brother is a foundation in this masjid. Very active, may Allah reward him. Yeah. When I said that, actually try to avoid, celebrate the birthday of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he exactly stood up, he get mad. He told me, you are the enemy of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because I rejected to celebrate this special day. And then after that, I don't know, Sheikh Muhammad, he need to go because he doesn't like my word or he agree with my words. I have no idea. Allahu a'lam.
I have to go to work.
Tayyib, inshallah, barakallah feek.
He leaves at the same time, so he's just...
Tayyib, alhamdulillah. The Prophet, the brother that day, a couple of years before we came to this masjid, we have been here almost like 15 years, 14 years, something like this. He told me, you are the enemy of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm going to bring a proof for you tomorrow. I said, wallahi, if you give me the evidence, I will kneel down, I will kiss your foot in the front of the people. Because he teaches me something I have no idea about it. Second day after, just right after the Zuhr, without praying the Sunnah, he stood up with a book. Sheikh Muhammad, he was in the end of the basement. In Warren Street. I have the evidence here to show the people that you are a liar. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, I respect him too much. I love this brother. So can you come forward and I give you the microphone, tell the people. I give him the microphone and he has a book in his hand. And he said exactly this book. I told him, what book is this? Where is the evidence came from? He told me, this is written by Alim, big Alim, born in 900 years of the Hijrah in Asfahan, in Iran. And he mentioned the name, An Abdul Rahman ibn Muhammad, ibn Ibrahim, ibn al-Hasan, ibn so and so, said, this Alim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, born in Rabi' al-Awwal 12. My dear brothers in Islam, I want to tell you something here to agree together in this school. Because Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, go and see what the people say in the masajid about Masjid Manhattan. I said, if you need to hear the truth, And the castle of knowledge, go to Masjid. This is from Allah, not from me. And he said, he saved this alim who born in 900 years in Iran, 900 this, and he gave a big name. And he said, Rasulullah born. Anyone give you book, anyone give you any dalil, has to come from who? Is this man 900 years, he saw the messenger?
No.
That did he speak with any one of the Sahaba? Did he give us support? If anyone give you, no matter what Sheikh Mustafa give you, that's so and so and so, and this is my opinion, and there is no evidence for that, I'm give you permission to hang me outside of this door. Can we agree about this? Anyone give you dalil has to come from who? The Sahaba, the one who live, the one who they write, they talk. The Prophet, he doesn't know how he write. He did not know how he read. Subhanallah, he doesn't know even if you write his name, he cannot read his name. And this is perfect for all mankind to show them. But if the Prophet, he knows how he read and write, everybody can say today, the Quran came from who? From Muhammad. Right? Subhanallah. That's why Allah make him the exact. He doesn't know how he did not know how he read. No reading, no writing at all. And this is the perfect whole generation spend all their life to finish the tafsir of Quran they couldn't. And everyone tried to challenge to find error in the Quran, they didn't find any error. By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if anybody give you, no matter what, you open in a book and you found, Ya Sheikh Nassar, someone give you and said so and so, has to support it by what? By the Sahaba. Those who wrote, those who were with him. Is that right or I'm saying something wrong? How come I tell you today, Rasulullah said, like for example, they said actually to encourage you for Umrah and Hajj. He said, pray 40 salah in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, they said like this, without telling you the source, without telling you the book, it's Bukhari, Muslim, so and so. They did not tell you. It's Imam Abu Hanifa, Ahmad said that. No, they did not. It's Imam Malik said, la, they did not tell you. He said exactly, whoever perform Hajj, walam yazurni, man Hajj walam yazurni, faqad jafani. Whoever perform Hajj and doesn't come to Medina to visit me, that means actually he dislike me, exactly, he hate me. I'm telling you a question today. I'm telling you, my brother, coach. You. I am going to Mecca and I perform Hajj in Bukhari. Where is the Hajj will be? In Mecca, Medina, exactly, Mina and the Muzdalifa and all around. I have like four days. And I went to Safa and Marwa and Tawaf and all. I went to Arafah and Muzdalifa and so and so. And just right away, because I'm in rush, come back to New York. And I did not visit Medina. My Hajj is accepted or not?
Yes, of course.
Tell me. My Hajj is accepted or not, Sheikh Muhammad Nassar?
Yes.
Accepted. So it is exactly, you going to the Medina not to visit the Qabr. You go into the Medina to pray in the masjid. And because you pray to the masjid, I go to say salam to my beloved Rasulullah. But if you try to prepare your luggage and you go visit only the Prophet for the Prophet, it's exactly bid'ah. You go in because he said, he encouraged us to pray in Haram Sharif in Mecca, in Haram Sharif in Medina, in Bayt al-Maqdis, in Palestine. That is actually because the great reward. Hi. So we need to know about this hadith. He said that the one who created, and this is false hadith. This is false, but this is for business. Because they need you to go and they pray 40 salah over there. And when you pray 40 salah, they're going to make money from you or not. They're going to make money from you. Listen, for a lot of trip, they tell you, pray 40 salah. What is the purpose of that? And they give you this false hadith. Whoever perform a Hajj and he did not visit me, that means he disliked me and he hate me. False hadith. Behind this, there is the business. They need you to stay 8 days to make money from you, hotel, food, everything. Buses, whatever it is. So we need to know if anyone give you evidence, has to be supported by the word of who? The Sahaba, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are authorized because they are used to be closer to him. They heard them. Aye. Now, you know there is something called in Islam, Hadithun Mursal. Hadith Mursal. What's Mursal is? When you read sometime a hadith and it said exactly that Imam Ahmad or Imam Abu Hanifa, he said Rasulullah said so on. So he jumped the Sahaba. He bazed the Sahaba and he said Rasulullah, Ya Abu Hanifa, Ya Imam Nawawi, Ya Imam Ibn Hajar, Ya Ibn Kathir, did you see the messenger? No. So how you know this word from Rasulullah has to be in the middle. In the middle, before he reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn so and so, Umar, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, because they are the one they take it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when somebody came later after him, 100 years, and he said Rasulullah said so, we call it hadith mursal. We cannot take this hadith. What are you gonna do? Take this hadith and put it in the garbage, because mursal, there is nobody between the one, the narrator, and the Sahaba. And Rasulullah, they have to be the Sahaba. Said, "An Abdullah ibn Umar, an Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Yes, this is perfect hadith, because Abdullah said, "The Prophet himself, Sahabati udul, my Sahaba is just and fair and honest. Take from them, because it's impossible to believe any one of the Sahaba to lie." Again, it's because he himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man taqawla alayya bi kalma lam aqulah." Whoever say a word I never said, فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. He has to wait for a position in the fire. Because you can be careful with that. What I want to say, and we're going to have like a classes, inshallah ta'ala, for this. I'm going to speak about the good manner of the Prophet after the permission of Shakiba, because he need to continue our class of Sulaiman and all this stuff. We will continue, inshallah, if Allah give us life. But this is the days we need to mention our Prophet. We're going to celebrate about the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ before you leave. We're going to celebrate, but not the way who the people they celebrate. We're going to celebrate differently. They call me in this week, in this Friday. I'm sorry for the third khutbah. I am not able. Every Jum'ah, they reserve me somewhere. I'm going to New Jersey to give a khutbah there, especially for this today. Because they said, we need you, because the people, they need to hear this from you. InshaAllah ta'ala, somebody, inshaAllah ta'ala, will lead you, inshaAllah ta'ala. Follow up with Sheikh Yunus, inshallah ta'ala. Ta'i. Shara, before you leave in 1 minute, I know the time is over. Time is over. 5 minutes. In 1 minute. The Sharia, the Islamic Sharia, doesn't show us about which day the Prophet, which month the Prophet was born. That's number one. And how we celebrate. Surah Al-Ahzab. You want to celebrate about the birthday of Sheikh Mustafa of the Prophet ﷺ? Yes, you are permitted. But look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the Quran and Sunnah. What Allah said in Surah Al-Ahzab? Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayah number 21. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, all of us, we know this ayah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. The Prophet ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here, there has certainly been for you in the messenger of Allah an excellent patron, excellent example. Is that right or not? If you want to pray, you pray like who? The Prophet ﷺ. If you want to eat, you eat like who? Rasulullah ﷺ. If you want to do anything, because who is teaching the Islam originally for us? The professor for this ummah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah told us here, you have exactly excellent example to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he's a trusted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aye. An excellent example for you, for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the last day, and who remember Allah often. So your great example is Rasulullah. I do. One of the companion, they give him a piece of watermelon. That's after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Piece of water, take it. He said, I'm not going to take it. They told him haram. He said, no, I did not say watermelon. Watermelon, halal, halal, haram. Watermelon, halal or haram. But he said exactly when he take, why the company did not eat it? He said because when they question him, the Sahaba, is what are you halal or haram? He said halal. So why you don't eat it, the halal? He said because I don't know how is the messenger used to eat the watermelon. Allah. Abu Zarr al-Ghifari, when he start and we saw a lot of brother here, they put the left foot first in the shoes. Or you started the socks, to wear the socks on the left one. You know what Abu Zarr, one day he forgot. And he put his left foot in the shoe. He said, I violate the sunnah in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I put my left foot first in my shoes. Wallahi, I'm going to give sadaqah. May Allah accept it and forgive my sins. Allahu Akbar. How many Muslims we are? Our children, we do not teach them. To start, inna Allah yahibbul mayam. Allah, He loves those who use the right hand, the right left, everything. So Abu Zarr consider himself, he violate the sunnah. What about us today? Nothing. وَلْيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ نَسْأَلَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So that is actually for. But before you leave, I have to be honest. Some of the later generation of the ulama and the scholar, they celebrate the Rabi' al-Awwal 12. What is their dalil? What is their evidence? If you need to know, you have to meet me tomorrow to tell you why they celebrate the 12 of Rabi' al-Awwal while the majority of the ulama rejected and they consider it bid'ah. What's bid'ah? Some extra come to this deen. Rasulullah never celebrate. Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, the Sahaba, never celebrate after him his birthday. All the four Imam of Ahl Sunnah, including Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, never celebrate. So where they came from? If you need to know, we will continue our classes, inshallah. If Allah give us life tomorrow, may Allah bless every one of you. And may Allah resurrect all of us with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we testify in the front of Allah that we love him. We love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love to follow his sunnah. We love to follow everything come from him. Inshallah ta'ala, we are not against our brother, but inshallah, we need to follow the right path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless every one of you. جزاكم الله خيرا.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.